Tuesday night, Zion Tishrei, Shmaitza Shir. Before we go back to the Shmaitza, really, the Shmaitza himself that we're learning in Shmaitza Beis Perek Vav is really like mechanical. In other words, he's talking about if Cheskos Aguf is Moitzi Momen together with a Bari B'Shema, or maybe you want to say it if a Bari B'Shema Moitzi Momen together with a Cheskos Aguf. And I mean that's the part we're up to now in the Shmaitza. And he's going to bring Raya's. We'll go over the Raya's that not, even though the Ran says yeah, but he's going to bring Raya's that not. So before we learn through the Raya's, which are pretty straightforward, we'll see, not 100%, nothing's ever 100% straightforward, pretty straightforward. I realize, you know, we're missing, you know, we're along the Shashir. Like, what's the issue? What is the issue? What's the issue? Is it an issue, like, you need a certain amount of points to get your driver's license? To be Moitzi Momen, you need a certain amount of points. So Cheskos Aguf is worth 4 points, and Bar Hashem is worth 2 points. So the question is, does that add up to 7? Or does it add up? So it's like this. I was thinking, like, really, we should talk a little about that, about what would be the Shaila, what would be the Hitztarfus. Now, we know the Pnei Yeshua Shita is that Cheskos Aguf is Motzi Momen. So, we know that Chazok is not a Raya. We know that Chazok is not really a Raya. And we have a rule on Moitzi Mechavel of Araya. So we know, you know, forget about the problem, which he says, well, maybe Cheskos Aguf is better than Roiv. But certainly not a Araya. So the answer is, I think, I would say, again, we're going now, if Cheskos Aguf alone is Moitzi Momen. So, you know, we said, even if it's not a Araya, but it's certainly an assumption. It tells you what to assume. It tells you to assume. And the reason Cheskos Aguf is such a strong chazaka is because it addresses the suffix itself. It doesn't address only the din of the suffix, but it addresses, like, the source, the suffix itself. Right? Cheskos Pnuya, Cheskos Eishus Ish addresses the din of the Isha. But Cheskos Aguf would be as if we have a chazaka, if the get is Karav Loi or Karav Law. And you're addressing the suffix. So that's why it's stronger.
One's
more on the bottom line din, and doesn't address the makor of the suffix. If the get is Karav Loi or Karav Law, and you go with Cheskos Eishus Ish. Do you understand that kind clearly? What's the Makara suffix? Let's use terms. Let's agree on terms to use. What's the Makara suffix in that case? If it's Karav Loi, Karav Loi. What's the halachic suffix? She's a Pnuya Grushana. The Chazaka addresses the halachic suffix, the bottom line. Doesn't address the real suffix, the makara suffix. It doesn't address the makara of the suffix. It addresses only, right, the suffix when the mikvah. Cheskos Aguf, though, addresses always the makara suffix. It doesn't address Yavashayla and Hamadir, if she's an Eishes Ish or a Pnuya, if she's a Mekachtos or not. Cheskos Aguf addresses the makara of that suffix. When did the moment come? Right. Well, that's why it's probably why it's the strongest chazaka in town. Having said that, though, it's still not a birur. It's not a raya. Chazaka is not a raya. The nature of chazaka is not a raya. Its nature is that we're just leaving things on the status quo if we don't know that a shinui occurred.
Especially when we know there was a shinui.
Right, but we don't know when it occurred, so we're leaving cheskos aguf. So if cheskos aguf is motzi momen, I don't think that's so schwer. Enechanami, it's not a raya in the classic sense of the word raya, but it's a, but it is an assumption. We make an assumption. It doesn't tell you that. It doesn't work in a vacuum. It doesn't say, go marry the woman. It says she's ksheira. It addresses our halachic status. Makor. It might not the makor. The halachic status. Even cheskas ksheira, you have a sofik if a woman is kosher lakuna or not. And you have a cheskas ksheira. So, you're assuming she's a ksheira. It's an assumption. Chazak is an assumption. It might not be a raya, but it's an assumption. The Torah is telling you, assume the status quo. Now I'm talking about Chazaka. Assume the status quo matzav until you know for sure there was a change. That's Chazaka. So it's not a raya that there was no change. It's not a raya. It's just Chazaka. You may assume status quo. You may that's the power of status quo. That's the power of Chazaka. So you're assuming, but you are making an assumption. So if you could be moitzi mamu b'cheskos aguf, this is my point. It's not, I don't think it's shver from the klal of a moitzi mechaver of a raya. Because assumption, it might not be a raya in the classic sense of the word that when we think of when we say the word raya, but I think for the memra of a moitzi mechaver of a raya, b'cheskos aguf would theoretically be enough. I mean, if it's strong enough to be moitzi mamu, question is if the assumption is strong enough. Let's say on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being 2 Aiden and 2 being a little birdie and 1 being a little birdie told me, so you put cheskos aguf at a 4.
Because it addresses the Makor again. If we get the
I don't even know if you yeah.
Just the nomenclature. I just want to get the
yeah.
Is that the right way?
I'm not sure if you have to say that, but you probably do. Be motzi mamon, you would have to address the makor of the suffix. All I'm saying now is that even though if it's not a, I'm saying even if chazaka is not a raya, you don't say if, it's certainly not. But it's an assumption. All ways of dealing with suffix are assumptions. They're not in a vacuum telling you how to act. I don't get what the achrayim say. It's not just telling you what to do. It's telling you what to assume. It's telling you this is what you should assume. It admits, no, it has no raya, but it tells you what to assume. Why am I saying that? You're being motzi mamon with the assumption. That's my point. Now, we hold the ma'aseh cheskos aguf is not motzi mamon. Even cheskos aguf is not motzi mamon.
Cheskos aguf, you're saying, though, addresses the makor, right? Not the din.
Yeah, but if it's not strong enough to be moitzi mamon, the pshat is, now, maybe the pshat is, if it's not moitzi mamon, that you taka need a raya. Maybe that's taka the point of saying that no matter how strong it is, it's not moitzi mamon, because a moitzi mechvel of a raya, and it's meant bedafka that you need a raya, and cheskos aguf is not a raya.
That's the pshat of the
I don't know if that's. No, it's not said in the context of cheskos aguf.
No, it's said in the context of motzi mamon mechaver l'raya.
Yeah.
Even if it's Tony Bari, we don't care.
Well, I don't have to Bari Veshema.
I'm sorry.
Now, if Bari Veshema works, let's say Bari Veshema works.
Meaning Bari would be motzi
mamon? If Bari Veshema, Bari Yadis.
Okay.
Bari Veshema Bari Yadav. So really, you should ask a question, and you probably are asking yourself a question. Motzi mechaver of a raya. And even if I would say that cheskos aguf, even if I hold cheskos aguf is motzi mamon, like the Bnei Yeshua. So I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair from the rule of motzi mechaver of a raya, because I don't think raya has to mean raya. In contrast to assumption, you're also naming on that side of the suffix. You don't have a raya to it. I don't know if of a raya is that dafka, the word raya, as opposed to assumption. Remember that the rule of a mechavel of a raya, the real hadgosh is on the word olav. The motzi has to bring the raya. It's not that gosh, it's not on the word raya. It's on the word olav. Olav raya. Yeah. So how would Bori Vishema work? What do you mean Bori Vishema Bori Yodif? A raya, certainly not. An assumption, it's not even an assumption. I don't know if you can call it an assumption. It's a tain of a baldover. Why should you assume he's something? And the cash is really a little stronger than that. Because if you'll notice, the mandioma that says Bori B'Shem Alav Bori Yodif, he only says Lav Bori Yodif. He doesn't say, hey, no, the Lav Bori Yodif means literally the Bori is as good as the Shem. The Shem is as good as the Bori.
Right.
It doesn't really say, because you can't be Moitzi Momen with a Bori. It's not addressing, this man the Yomer says Lav Bori Yodif. So it's not really addressing the ability to be Moitzi Momen. It's really addressing its validity as a Taina.
Maybe we don't.
It's saying Lav Bori Bori is no better than Shema. You're tining this, so he's tining that, so you're equal. Lo Odif means it's a standoff. It's a standoff between the Bori and the Shema. And the Bori is not Odif. Lav Bori Odif. That's a far cry, I think, from saying that the Bori can't be Motzi Momen because you can't be Motzi Momen with a Bori. That's not what it says. It says Lav Bori Odif. The Bori is not better than the Shema.
Why?
Because it's not. Because he has no proof. Whatever the reason is, that man the Yomer is says because
a Bari and no Taina, the Bari would be Motzi, no? I'm just trying to remember.
Yeah, but it's not even clear because of Bari. It's like a dust bowled in. So I think it's Mukhruch from the fact that there's a din sometimes that Bari or there's a man the Yomer, Bari Vishem and Bari Yodif. You see that there's a mahalach to win a din Torah. It's called Hilchos Tayim V'Nitan. Like you have the better. There's two people arguing here. We don't have a drawer de mamona. I'm not talking about when there's a drawer de mamona. At least in the simple case of Bori V'Shema. Mona li biyad chavalai meini yideya. So you don't have the drawer de mamona. So. There's such a thing, since if there's such a thing as Bori Yodif, it means there's such a thing that you have two people arguing, and you don't know whose money it is. They're the only people we see arguing about this money. There's no third party here. So Bori Yodif, he wins. Like in Hilchos Tayim V'Nitan, that's the Mahalach. You win the entire, you have the better time. I don't think it's a short clarity.
Look, the person playing Bari is saying, I know the reality. In the case of Kazaka,
yeah, but he's about then. He's about then. Why are we Kairos him?
Saying the reality of it. He's just saying, I know that I.
Why are we Kairos him? He's about Dover. Anyway. So. Now I'm asking a question. If Bori V'Shem Alav Bori Yodif, Bori is not Odif than the Shem. And Cheskos HaGuf can't be Motzi Momen. How do they combine? Why should they combine? See, if Cheskos HaGuf would be a Raya, so you say, okay, I have a Raya, but Cheskos HaGuf can't be Motzi Momen. And Bori V'Shem Alav Bori Yodif, so then how do the two combine? Like we're learning, you know? They're animals, they combine. Mm-hmm. Shmaitos, they don't combine. Why should they combine?
Why not
what?
Ran is talking about the mazim of the bar, some of bar's nad. Ran.
Yeah, we're talking about if it helps with a chesed haguf. It's all talking about.
Start with the neck. Yeah, because maybe it's not.
I'm not sure that Bari Vishem Allah Bari Odesh means that they're the same. I mean, that's the way, that's the literal definition. But I'm not sure that it doesn't mean Bari's better, it's not good enough. You know, Allah Bari Odesh meaning it's not strong enough to win the day. You made it sound silly in the beginning, but really the way I imagine
it is... Allah Bari Odesh does not Odev them the Shema. Right, Odev doesn't mean it has no Kolach. It means it's not stronger than. That's what Odev means. It's not stronger than. It's not stronger than the Shema.
Right. So I'm saying that the way I imagine it is kind of how you described in the beginning. It just, you made it sound a little silly. But it is, you know, kind of like points. It has a koach, just not enough of a koach. And the Cheskas Guf has a koach and not enough of a koach. And together...
I see they're on different tracks. They're on different tracks. Bar Vishema is only winning because he won the Din Torah.
Right.
And Cheskas Guf is not a raya.
That's what I'm saying.
So how can it combine?
That's the only way it makes sense to me. In other words, they don't really combine. It's just two separate inyanim where each one is.
Okay, so I think they don't combine.
Combine to do what?
If one is a 20-pound weakling and the other one is another 20-pound weakling, they end up with a 40-pound welterweight.
Who's saying it's combined? Who says it's combined?
That's how we hold. If you have a Cheskas Guf and Bari,
we're going that if you have a Cheskas Guf and Bari, it's Motzi Moment. I don't know what other words to use than combine. The two together are Motzi Moment. Each one alone is not. Each one alone is not Motzi Moment.
We hold both together as Motzi Moment.
We're going on that side. The Shmaitz is going to shrug it up from Rias. I want to discuss it conceptually before we get sort of bogged down with the cheshbon of the Gemara. Shmaitz is proving something. I want to talk about the concept. So I think if it combines, the pshat is it's the Bari Vishema that's still winning, because Cheskas Guf is not a raya, not a raya. So it's still Bari Vishema's winning. How could Bari Vishema win? Bari Vishema and Bari. Wait. If Bar Vishema, no support, Shadows had to combine. Yeah.
Based on what the Rav said, why can't we say that one maybe is mashing the chisron of the other?
Tell me how. Adi Rabbi, I just spent 20 minutes describing what I think are two completely different maslulim. One is the maslul, speak out. Yeah. One is the maslul of Tayyip Vinitan.
Right.
And the other one is the maslul of assumptions.
Right.
So the assumption can't be Motzi Moment, and
I don't see how they're mashing
the
door.
How in the world can they combine? They're not working.
But when I asked the Rav why Bari doesn't work, why does Bari not work? It doesn't work. I would say the reason is because he knows. The person who did it, he did it. He knows. He knows the facts. He's aware of the reality.
Somebody knows the fact. It could be the Tavea, it could be the Nitva. We're grounded going in a case with a Tavei as the Bari.
Okay, but some kind is Bari. It means they say that they saw it, they know it, it's 100%.
Yeah, you borrow the money from me.
It's not like there's a question of time and maybe it happened then.
Fine.
So he's saying reality.
It's not a proof.
But we say it's not a proof. But the other one is saying, Chazak is saying a propensity. It's not a proof, like the Rav said. It's not a proof. But it's saying there's a certain inertia, a propensity here.
Yeah.
So maybe the propensity is mashiv. What's the chisron of the Bari? Because he's a davar. The Rav said he's a nogeh b'davar. So maybe the propensity, he's not nogeh b'davar in the propensity. So maybe that's mashiv the chisron of nogeh b'davar.
Okay.
So it's a possibility, according to what the Rav said. Only using the tools.
I would be more happy to say that with the Cheskas Haguf, the Bari is Odith. In other words, the Mahalach is still going to be Bar Vishem of Bar Yadif. But normally Bar Vishem is not Bar Yadif, which to me means... it's not Adif. But if it has a Cheskas Haguf, it is Adif. But it's a way for the Bari to be Adif over the Shem.
I can't really answer why.
They're not combining. That's what I'm saying. They're not really combining.
Right.
It's giving strength to the Bari that the Bari should be Adif. How does it give strength to the Bari? Because it's an assumption that the Bari It's an assumption like the Bari is. The Bari is presenting a certain picture of the situation. The Cheskes HaGuf is bolstering that. It's not bringing a riot to it, but it's bolstering it.
But the Rav just said 220-pound weaklings, they're talking on different tracks.
Because if you would be ending up with a riot, then you're right. But you're ending up, I say you're ending up with Bari V'Shem or Bari Yadav. You're ending up with one litigant being declared the winner. You're ending up with one litigant being declared the winner.
Right.
That's the system of Taya Venita.
Yeah, no, but how does the, what's the Cheskes HaGuf got to do with it?
The Cheskes HaGuf makes his Bari more...
What's the Cheskes HaGuf got to do with it?
More believable?
It makes an Odif. That's all it does. That's all it does.
But that's kind of our question, is why? Why does it make it a... What's this mechanism?
Because it's an assumption like the Bari. Because Odif is an Adifus. You see, if it would be a Raya, I wouldn't have asked the question in the first place. It's a Raya, so you have a Raya. It's an... To me, Odif is a very unique word. It doesn't say Bari V'Shem, Bari... Shmamina Kibari. Shmamina Kibari. Odif just means it's better than the Shema. It's a better Taina than the Shema. It's better.
I have
no problem saying it's better if there's a Cheskes HaGuf that says like it.
Is it because now he's more believable? I mean, Lechor, the reason we don't go like the Bari is because we don't believe him.
Yeah, but again,
he's saying
Vada. That's all true. But the bottom line is it's not Adif than the Shema.
That's why I'm trying to understand what makes it Adif. I just don't
know.
Why not?
I don't know why not. I can't say too good a reason. There's a Mandiyama Bari is on this. Since it has no proof, since you have nothing to go on but his say so, you're missing the point, being Machalim. Whatever the reason is, because he has no riots, it's just his say so, who does he think he is? But I'm trying to make a. The point is Lav Bari Adif. And the way it would win is by Bari being Adif. Not a Raya, not a Hechacha, but it's a better Taina than the Shema. Do you think it's going to be, we're not learning tomorrow night.
Oh, because of the
other year? I don't know. Arya is convinced that there's going to be a massive amount of people tomorrow. I am very, very skeptical. He is convinced it's going to be full. I don't know why.
We're going to leave though.
Yeah, but you're coming? Yeah. Hey, we got one.
But if there's no chair, I'll go.
And he's calling.
I'm nowhere near as convinced as you are that
I didn't mean to bother the Rav in the middle of the shir.
So why did you?
Because it could have been answered afterwards.
Yeah, but okay. I want to let you down with a parachute. I am totally not as convinced as you are that there's going to be any sort of crowd tomorrow night. But call a kavod.
I'm looking forward to making the Rav roll.
I can't be wrong because I'm a Shema.
But I have a better Taina.
A Shema can never be wrong. That's why in my lifetime they started saying 70% chance of rain. They said I can't be wrong. I remember when that change happened. They used to say it'll rain tomorrow, it won't rain tomorrow. And they started saying 70% chance of rain.
I've ever heard that in my life, that it'll rain or it won't rain. I'm saying I don't think in my life I've ever heard.
Girls were girls.
Have you ever seen a rotary? Have you ever seen a rotary phone? Have you ever seen a rotary phone?
A rotary phone? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. My mom was one of the holdouts. I think she might even still have it. She has one in her room that she loves and doesn't want to give it up.
It's on Mickey Mouse phone. Anyway, Bari Adif and Lav Bari Adif. I'm not saying it over, I'm too tired, I apologize. If Bari is better than Shema, it's only because it's only Adif. The word Adif is a very unique word. It's Adif than the Shema. That's mamash what Chazal are telling us. It only wins because it's Adif than the Shema. Like you have two boxers in the ring, and one of them wins. That's called Hilchas Toyin V'Nitan. It's not a raya. It wins. And then I'll go further. Even the other man, the Yomar, holds you could be motzi mom in that way, except that he holds la boriyadif. It's not. The way I understand this tziruf is that it's not a tziruf at all. It's when there's a cheskas haguf that says like the bari, then the bari is odif. But you're still winning with bari v'shem and bari odif. The bottom line is the cheskas haguf. What I'm saying is that it's not the cheskas haguf that's now being moitzi mom. It's the cheskas haguf making the bari be odif than the shema. According to the mandiyam, a lot bari odif. So when it has a cheskas haguf, it is bari odif.
Strengthens the bari.
Yeah.
It's not called combining with it.
No, combining to me means you need 8 points to be Moitzi Mamon. Cheskas Haguf is 4 points, and Borei B'Shem is 4 points, and 4 and 4 is 8. The reason I don't like that is because that's why I gave the whole speech in the beginning of this year. They really are two different maslulim. It doesn't make sense to me they should be able to combine in terms of 4 plus 4 equals 8.
Just al svara, in other words, you don't have
to. Yeah, like svara, because Cheskas Haguf is along the lines of a raya, is not a raya, but it's assumption. Or Hashem is bechlal is hilchos tayim v'nitay. So, like, how would they add up? I don't see it so easy to add up this and that.
How does that get around that problem? By strengthening the bari, how do you get around that problem?
That. They're not combining.
So how does it strengthen the bari?
It makes bari
odif.
Because the
bari is winning.
You know, like there's a man diyamar that even if bari v'shem alav bari odif, but if the bari is tov and Hashem a garua, that's what it's called, then you could be motzi mamon bari. Why? Because then the bari is odif than the shema. So I'm suggesting that when there's a cheskas haguf, then the bari is odif than the shema. Because there's a cheskas haguf like it.
Has to relate to it somehow.
And the Shmaitz who holds they're not starif. No, the Ran holds, this is what we're talking about. The Ran holds Cheskas Haguf plus Bori Vishema could be Moitzi Mamon. Shmaitz holds it can't, so it could be the Shmaitz holds they can't combine. They would have to combine and they don't combine. So they're not Moitzi Mamon. Because you can't say plus 4 plus 4 equals 8. Doesn't make sense. There are different maslulim.
There's a shema and a cheskas haguf.
What about it?
That, why wouldn't that? Why shouldn't? According to the Lanza Amar, who says
bari shema, but the shema has a cheskas
haguf. If the motzi is a shema, if the motzi is a shema, then you disregard it. Then shema is nothing in terms of a taina. Maybe it's not a
even
title.
According to the guy who said it's
like just
Bar Vishema Lab Bar Yodif. He's saying they're equal. Is he saying
equal
they're
in
equal
in terms of time? Because I won't get the best. Like, let's say you won't get the best and then I say you owe me $100 and you don't answer. So I get the money. Because I'm going to call it by default. Shema is not like that. Shema is an answer. You answered Shema. So it's a taina. So it's a taina in good standing. It's a taina in good standing. Shema, you don't know. Maybe not. You don't know.
I don't really care that answers what he's saying. Somebody comes and says, I don't remember if you paid me back or not. I lent you money, I don't remember if you paid me back. And he says, I for sure paid you back. But the Shema had a taina, and he has a cheskas haguf somehow.
A Shema is not...
So
if a Shema walks into Bez and has a teveya, I don't think the Bez listens to it. I think you're not a teveya. You're not a teveya.
Okay.
Teveya, by definition, has to be a bari.
So we with the Rav, the Ran's holding that the Cheskas Haguf will strengthen the Bari,
yeah,
and therefore the Bari is out.
Yeah.
Mashen came, the Shmaitz has been holding it.
The Shmaitz just says they're not
separate.
Yeah,
they're not
the Sarif, yeah. Because they're two different maslulim. Okay, let's stop it.
So what should...